Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sim Monday. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and there is Zechus Chulin Daf Nun Hey, the third parak El Treifus. The Zikhu Masechus Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Dafiyomi worldwide. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah in the previous daf taught that Nitala Techol, if the spleen was entirely removed, the animal is still kosher. Rav Avir quoted Rav that this is only true if it was removed, but Nikov, if it was punctured, it's a trefa because of the pain and illness caused by the puncture. The Gemara objects that a Mishnah teaches that if one cuts off part of a fetus inside an animal and shechs the mother, the shechita still permits the entire fetus. But if one cut off part of the spleen or kidneys of the animal itself, it's prohibited, as Eivar Min HaChai, even if it remained inside the animal during shechita. This implies that the animal itself is permitted despite having a cut spleen. The Gemara first answers that the entire animal is actually prohibited, but the Mishnah discussed the severed piece because it did so in the first case. Alternatively, although a punctured spleen makes the animal a trefa, nechtach, a cut spleen does not. Rabbi Nochunya reported that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Aviro where the spleen was punctured bekulshe, in its thin part, but if it was punctured besumche, in its thick part, it's a trefa, unless the dinar's thickness of the spleen remain unpunctured. Point number two, a said in Eretz Yisrael called posba rea kosher bechulia. Whatever pulses in the lung is kosher in the kidney, because a punctured lung is a trefa, whereas a punctured kidney is not. The Gemara infers that wherever a lung remains kosher with its defect, certainly a kidney with such a defect remains kosher. However, Rabbi Tanachuma objected, uchalahu, is this a legitimate rule? But in the case of mugla, pus, which does not make a treif in the case of a lung, is a treif in the case of a kidney. Ravashi concludes, treifas kamandamis lahadadi, are you comparing treifas cases to one another? Ein omrim betreifas zo domo lazo. We do not say regarding treifas questions that this case is similar to that one, meaning inferences from one case of treifa cannot be drawn from one another. For when one cuts it here, for example, the simanim or the next sinews, it dies. Yet if one cuts it here, for example, on the shoulder, it lives. Thus it's possible that a defect which does not make the lung a trefa can still make the kidney a trefa. And point number three, in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir ruled that haguda, a flayed animal, is kosher, but the Chachamim say it's a trefa. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar reports in a brisa that Rabbi Meir retracted and concedes that it's a trefa. Rabbi Tarfon said, "Imishtar bo kesela kashera. If a cell's size of skin remained, it's kosher." The Gemara records five opinions as to the location of the skin, which can regenerate and save the animal. The first, alpanei hashidra kulo, a cell's width along the entire spine. The second, rashi prakim, a cell's size of skin on each of the main joints of the body. The third, makam tiburu, at the place of the navel. The Gemara asks, according to these opinions, what the halacha is if only the skin of these critical places is missing, and concludes, teku. The fourth, koha or kuo, matzo baguda, any skin anywhere the size of a cella saves the animal from being ruled a trefa when it's flayed, except for the skin of base of prasos, the place of the hooves, which is very soft and not considered skin. And the fifth, even the skin of the base of prasos is considered skin and saves it from being a trefa. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that nitala techol, if the spleen was entirely removed, the animal is still kosher. Rav Avir quoted Rav that this is only true if it was removed, but Nikov, if it was punctured, it's a trefa because of the pain and illness caused by the puncture. The Gemara objects that a Mishnah teaches that if one cuts off part of a fetus inside an animal and shechs the mother, the shechita still permits the entire fetus. But if one cut off part of the spleen or kidneys of the animal itself, it's prohibited, as Eivar Min HaChai, even if it remained inside the animal during shechita. This implies that the animal itself is permitted despite having a cut spleen. The Gemara first answers that the entire animal is actually prohibited, but the Mishnah discussed the severed piece because it did so in the first case. Alternatively, although a punctured spleen makes the animal a trefa, nechtach, a cut spleen does not. Rabbi Nochunya reported that the halacha does not follow Rabbi Aviro where the spleen was punctured bekulshe, in its thin part, but if it was punctured besumche, in its thick part, it's a trefa unless the dinar's thickness of the spleen remain unpunctured. Point number two, a said in Eretz Yisrael called posba rea kosher bechulia. Whatever pulses in the lung is kosher in the kidney because a punctured lung is a trefa, whereas a punctured kidney is not. The Gemara infers that wherever a lung remains kosher with its defect, certainly a kidney with such a defect remains kosher. However, Rabbi Tanachuma objected, uchalahu, is this a legitimate rule? But in the case of mugla, pus, which does not make a treif in the case of a lung, is a treif in the case of a kidney. Rav Ashi concludes, Trefas Kamandamis Lahadadi, are you comparing Trefas cases to one another? Ein Omrim Betrefas Zo Doma Lazo. We do not say regarding Trefas questions that this case is similar to that one, meaning inferences from one case of Trefa cannot be drawn from one another. Shrei Chosim Mekan V'Mesa, for when one cuts it here, for example, the Simanim or the next sinews, it dies. Chosim Mekan V'Chaisa. Yet if one cuts it here, for example, on the shoulder, it lives. Thus it's possible that a defect which does not make the lung a Trefa can still make the kidney a Trefa. And pointing with you, in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Rav Meir ruled that Haguda, a flayed animal, is kosher, but the Chachamim say it's a Trefa. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar reports in a brisa that Rabbi Meir retracted and concedes that it's a trefa. Rabbi Tarfon said, "Imishtar bo kesela kashera. If a sela size of skin remained, it's kosher." The Gemara records five opinions as to the location of the skin, which can regenerate and save the animal. The first, alpanei hashidra kulo, a sela's width along the entire spine. The second, rashei prakim, a sela's size of skin on each of the main joints of the body. The third, makom tiburu, at the place of the navel. The Gemara asks, according to these opinions, what the halacha is if only the skin of these critical places is missing, and concludes, teku. The fourth, koha or kuo, matzo bagudo, any skin anywhere the size of a sela saves the animal from being ruled a trefa when it's flayed, except for the skin of base of prasos, the place of the hooves, which is very soft and not considered skin. And the fifth, even the skin of the base of prasos is considered skin and saves it from being a trefa. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Nun Hey. And way back in Maseches Brachos, we had a Choose a Siman contest where people had the opportunity to suggest the money that we would use as we move through Shas. So the winners for Daf Nun Hey were Naftali Golombek from Brooklyn, New York, as well as Mordechai Kornbluth from Boston. They both suggested that Nun Hey is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit was supposed to stop and deliver a do not compare trefa sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, but did not because it was running in terror from the flayed animal. Once again, slow motion. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit, 55 miles per hour? That must move around off. Nun hey. The deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit, which reminds us the Gemara discusses what the din is of a punctured spleen. So the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit was supposed to deliver a do not compare trefa sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, which reminds us the Gemara discusses various defects of the kidneys, and we learn ein omrim betrefas zo doma lazo. We do not say regarding trefas questions that this case is similar to that one, meaning inferences from one case of trefa cannot be drawn from another. So the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit was supposed to stop and deliver a do not compare trefa sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, but did not because it was running in terror from the flayed animal, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir ruled that Haguda, a flayed animal, is kosher, but the Chachamim say it's a trefa. However, Rabbi Shimon Elazar reports in a brisa that Rabbi Meir retracted and concedes that it is a trefa. Rabbi Tarfon said, "Im shtar bo kesela kashera, if a sela size of skin remained, it's kosher." The Gemara records five opinions as to the location of the skin, which can regenerate and save the animal. So once again, the deer that punctured its spleen by running faster than the 55 mile per hour speed limit was supposed to stop and deliver a do not compare trefa sign to two men comparing lungs and kidneys, but did not because it was running in terror from the flayed animal. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Nun Aleph. So the siman Daf Nun Aleph is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The shochet used beaver skins. Beaver? That must mean we're on Daf Nun Aleph. Gnaw. The shochet used beaver skins to teach his students about machash and nimses ba'obi besakosos and the difference between if a punctured one wall or two, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, machash and nimses ba'obi besakosos. If a needle was found in the thickness of the reticulum, a double-walled bulge at the front of the paunch, if the needle only protrudes from one side, meaning from the inner wall, it's kosher because the outer wall is presumably intact. If it protrudes through both walls, it's a trefa if the puncture occurred before the shechita. The Gemara goes on to detail how this is determined. So the shochet used beaver skins to teach his students about machash and nimses ba'obi besakosos and the difference between if it punctured one wall or two was delighted when a beaver jumped to the ground through a skylight, demonstrating to them that if the animal assessed itself to make the jump, there's no risik ivarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that nafla mina gag, if an animal fell from a roof, it's a treva because of a concern for risuke varim, concussion of the limbs. Rav Huna says, if one left an animal above on a roof and came later and found it below on the ground, we're not concerned for risuke varim because we assume the animal descended intentionally rather than fell. So the show could use beaver skins to teach the students about makat shenimses ba'obi bezakosos and the difference between if a punctured one wall or two was the lighter when a beaver jumped to the ground through a skylight, demonstrating to them that if the animal assessed itself to make the jump, there's no risuke varim, and another beaver who fell off the roof began to walk around. Which reminds us, regarding our Mishnah's ruling that a nefula, a fallen animal, is a treifa, Rav says, amda in its tzricha me'ez la'ez, if the animal stood up after falling, it doesn't require waiting 24 hours before shechita, and it's permitted immediately. Ordinarily, a nefula can be permitted if it survives 24 hours before being shechted. Still, it certainly requires an internal examination. If it walked after the fall, it doesn't even require an examination and is permitted outright. Rav Chiya bar Ashi requires an examination in this case as well. Daf Nun Beis. So the Siman Daf Nun Beis is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit. Newbie to Yiddishkeit. That must be more on Daf Nun Beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit who regretted his past when he used to torture birds by setting out glue traps and making them a treifa when they fell while trying to fly away. Which reminds us, in a case of dibbuk, glue, where a bird was caught on a glue board and was pulled to the ground when it tried to fly away, Rav Ashi permits the bird, but a memor forbids it, considering it nefula, fallen. In the first version, all agree that bachad gapa, where one wing was stuck to the trap, it's permitted because the flapping of its second wing softened its fall. They argue where both wings were stuck, where a memor reasons it would not slow its fall, and Rav Ashi holds it can possibly lift itself with the stumps of its wings. The Gemara brings a second version of the machlokas. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who regretted his past when he used to torture birds by setting out glue traps and making them a treifa when they fell while trying to fly away, and when he would make animals treifas by breaking most of their ribs, which reminds Gemara discusses the case of ribs which are broken or uprooted. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit, who regretted his past when he used to torture birds by setting out glue traps and making them a treifa when they fell while trying to fly away, and when he would make animals treifas by breaking most of their ribs, devoted his life to saving lambs from being clawed by cats, which would make them treifos, which reminds us the Gemara discusses the clawing of a wolf and a cat. Daf Nun Gimel, so the Siman Daf Nun Gimel is a Nigerian prince. So here goes. The Rabbanim who are invited to the Nigerian prince's Nigerian prince, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Gimel. The Rabbanim who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show, featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, which reminds us, Abai said, Nakdin ein drusa el biyad. We hold, through tradition, that the law of a clawed animal only applies where it was clawed by the predator's paw, as opposed to the hind leg, which does not make it a treifa. Furthermore, it only applies if attacked Pitsiporin with its claw, but not with its tooth. Also, drusa only applies if it clawed midas, with intent, but not if it clawed unintentionally. Finally, drusa only applies if a clawed mechaim while alive, but not if a clawed after its death. So the Rabban who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show featuring a lion and three sheep, prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, looked away when the lion tore off the head of one of the sheep and were able to assume it didn't touch the other one, which reminds us, Amraim argued about the status where it's uncertain if an animal was clawed. Rav says, "Ein choshishin l'safek drusa." We're not concerned for an uncertain case of a clawed animal. And Shmuel says, we are concerned for safek drusa. If a lion entered but sat quietly beside cows, I may say it made peace with them and didn't attack them. If it tore off the head of one of them, we assume its fury was calmed and it did not attack further. So the Rabban who were invited to the Nigerian prince's cruel animal show featuring a lion and three sheep prepared to see if there would be a drusa with a claw and intent, looked away when the lion tore off the head of one of the sheep and were able to assume it didn't touch the other one, which would now be kosher even without the usual bedika done to a drusa, which reminds us, the sons of Rabbi Chiya said, drusa sha'amru, the clawed one, about which the sages spoke, meaning an animal which was possibly clawed by a lion, tzricha bedika keneged b'nei me'ayim, requires examination around its internal organs, meaning the back, the belly, and the sides around the organs, for signs of reddened meat, which indicate an infusion of poison. Daf Nun Dalad, so the Siman Daf Nun Dalad is noodles. So here goes. When the noodle chef, that must be on Daf Nun Dalad. When the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gid and nasha with hard dry noodles, which did not make them treifas, as it's not in the list of treifas, which reminds the Gemara relates that the Bei Yosef Rishba, the house of Yosef the hunter, would strike animals on the gid and nasha to kill them. They came before Rav Yehuda ben Maser to ask whether this act renders an animal a treifa, and he replied, "V'chi lo hosiv al treifas yesh? Is it possible to add to the list of known treifas? Ein ocha el mash manu chachamim. They have no treifas other than those the sages enumerated." So when the noodle chef Rebbe used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gidda nasha with hard dry noodles, which should not make them treifus, as it's not in the list of treifus. Heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokas if an animal with a dislocated thigh bone is a treifa. So when the noodle chef, who used to hunt animals by hitting them on the gidda nasha with hard dried noodles, which did not make them treifus, as it's not in the list of treifos, heard that his cow had a dislocated thigh bone, he fed it some noodle soup, saving the round noodle that was exactly the size of an Isri talki to use to measure a veshet that was missing some tissue, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that an animal remains kosher when the trachea is missing ad ki isrei talki, up to the size of an Italian isser. Rav Nachman says regarding the shear, ki isser ki yasim ki isser, the size of an isser exactly is the same as more than an isser and is a trefa. The Gemara observes that Rav Nachman apparently holds ad ulad baklal, that the term until used in Mishnah means up to but not including, meaning the Mishnah is ruling that a missing trachea is kosher until the size of a ki isser, that precise size is a trefa. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you learn that a lung which dried up partially is considered a trefa if it crumbles when pressed with a fingernail? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we discuss various defects of the kidneys and we say, in omrim betrefas zo domo lazo? We don't say regarding trefas questions that this case is similar to that one. That's on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we have a machlokas is whether chelov tame can seal a puncture? That's on daf Memtes. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what the din is of a punctured spleen? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you discuss a lung with an extra lobe? That's on daf Memzion. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you discuss where there's a concern for puncture when the lung is stuck to the chest wall? That's on Daf Memches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff brings a malchokas whether an animal is a trefa if a small amount of the liver remains? That's on Daf Memvav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have a malchokas whether a dislocated thigh bone makes an animal a trefa? That's on Daf Nundalad. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we discuss a gluda, a flayed animal? That's on daf Nunhei. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we know that striking an animal on the gid and usha to kill them does not make them a trefa, since you have no other trefas other than those the sages enumerated? That's on daf Nundalad. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.